Hello and welcome to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am your host, Troy Stegner, and I have a new comic book here that I want to talk to you about. Hero Trade. If you haven't heard about this, I understand. It's very, very limited. It was kind of a surprise for everybody. They just kind of showed up in people's comic book shops they teased it as an independent comic book that people were trying to get you to start carrying it in your store. We were interested. It's an ash can. It's good quality. I mean, the cover is the thick cardboard, thick covers here. It's only about 16 pages long, only about 8 pages of story. It's a great story. I really like the story, but the price they were charging per copy, I didn't think I could sell it and make my full margin. So I told them I would be interested if they could bring the price down. Well, come to find out, you know, they're saying that it was from Buttoned Up Comics on the back. It kind of leaked the artwork. If you look at it, that artwork should look very familiar to you. And I kind of thought that I'd seen that artwork somewhere before. They had teased inside that it was by three guys. But these guys right here, those guys are made up. They're not the ones who wrote it. You'll probably recognize these names. The writer, Matt Kine. You probably know him from Mind Management. He did a lot of self-publishing of other things. And the artist, which is what really drew me, was David Lapham. And if you've ever read Stray Bullets, that's the guy right there. He did a lot of self-publishing as well. Come to find out, it was those two guys and not those three that they say in the book. And it was actually... It's actually Bad Idea Comics. They are an up-and-coming company. They have some big names. I know Jeff Lemire is working with them. They are trying to push... They're doing a bunch of off-the-wall type of marketing. This is one of them. Like I said, these just showed up unsolicited to comic book stores who told Bad Idea Comics, yeah, we'll work with you. Zia Comics was one of those. These... If you look them up on eBay right now, if you find any, I believe there's only 100 stores were in the original Bad Idea go-around, and I think they increased that to maybe 200, 250. Only one or two stores jumped on and bought extra ones, thinking that, you know, with their original story, there was some independent people who just wanted to get their story out. I think they only printed maybe 50 more for those stores that actually ordered them. I wanted to order more just because I liked the story, but I just couldn't justify it with that price point. So there's probably maybe 250, maybe 300 total in circulation for this comic. They're selling anywhere from $600 to $800 on eBay. This is it's a great story. It's kind of this low-level... gang guy, thug operative, somehow comes across what you think to be a dead superhero's body, and he's selling it off piece by piece. Come to find out, you know, in the last, the superhero in this trunk's not totally dead. He's kind of still alive. He's missing a leg and some other parts, and I mean, he's selling everything down to vials of the blood. So, I mean, it's a good concept. You only get 8 pages of the story. Good story. Of course, you know, Matt Kine's a great story writer, and David Lapham has a very unique style of art. So these are, is also the first appearance of Captain Fab, who is the superhero that he's piecing out. And you can kind of see in the picture with the hand out of the trunk. He's in the trunk of his caddy, and he's just parting him out. So, like I said, look it up. I'm sure it's going to hit. It's not Bad Idea's official first comic, since it's not a full comic. It's really an ash can. Their first official one's going to be ENIAC. They said they were going to reprint this story in issue 3 of ENIAC. So, if you're a Bad Idea fan, keep an eye out for that. Like I said, this very... There's, you know, no UPC, no identifying anything anywhere, not even a publish or copyright information in the beginning. So, I mean, it looks very much like a self-published comic. So, I'm that's why everybody thought that's what it was. And even they made an email herotrade@gmail.com for you to contact them about this comic. So they went out of their way to kind of keep it hush-hush, especially with the Buttoned Up Comics logo there on the back. Look for a lot of good things coming out of Bad Idea Comics. I even believe Jeff Lemire is working with Bad Idea Comics. One of the owners is also the guy who directed or produced Bloodshot, the movie, and the Witcher TV series. So they have some ties to Hollywood. So we may be seeing a herotrade series on Netflix or some other Amazon Prime, some other streaming service. Like I said, great story, low-level thug. Somehow, you don't know how, he gets hold of a superhero body. He's parting it out, making big bucks off of it. And then, you know, toward the end, the dude's not quite dead. He's trying to talk to him. He just shuts the lid on him. So I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of the herotrade story from Bad Idea. If you're looking to get a copy, this copy, we actually sold it on eBay the other day. A lot of stores, when they thought it was just an independent copy, they either gave them away to people or, you know, they would sell them for the regular cover price of $3.99. If you're one of those lucky guys who picked this comic up for free or for $4, good on you. You hold on to it. It's going to be a collector's piece, I'm sure. And looking forward to seeing more from Bad Idea Comics, especially herotrade. Later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.